All right, so this has been KSDT Fiercely Independent Radio. DJ Mean.
And DJ Green.
We're signing off. This has been Unity Through Diversity, Mean Green Harmonizing Machine. Next up, we have an abridged version of David's awesome record collection. Here he goes.
Vamos dedicar essa Haroldo, né?
Claro.
Meu companheiro de rua, meu companheiro de infância. Vamos à rua junto comigo, assim.
Ah, é?
É, vamos dedicar ele, que ele já se foi.
Tá dedicado já.
É?
Vamos lá.
First track from episode 23 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet radio show slash podcast slash internet broadcast, where I play one song from every record in my record collection. And episode 23, again, much like episode 22, I will continue to show off my DJ skills by using only one turntable. which means I get to talk more too, which is nice. And that first track was a Brazilian track by Toquinho e Vinicius, O Poeta e o Violão. And of course the recognizable tune, Tristeza, which was featured in the film Black Orpheus, which most of us North Americans love and appreciate. And this record I actually bought on the internet. Right around the bulkhead between the post-internet and pre-internet era, when I kind of got excited about the internet, I found out I could order records that I could never purchase very easily. And of course, I could have just downloaded these songs, but this was kind of, like I said, right on the threshold. And so this was one of the records I ordered from that binge. And it's got that great song on it, Tristeza, which always makes me think of Black Orpheus, watching Black Orpheus on a snowy winter day. And coming up next here, in the tees, is the band Traffic from their Mr. Fantasy album. A record I actually bought at the used cheap bin, M-Theory Records. Totally beat up, but a gem of the mid-60s. And we're going to listen to a song called Paper Sun. Of course, this band features the guitar shredder Steve Winwood, later went on to have his fabulous solo career. But forget about that and try and enjoy this moderately good song, Paper Sun by Traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic from their Mr. Fantasy album, Paper Sun. An album that I assuredly bought because of its somewhat psychedelic cover. Mainstream psychedelic cover, let's just put it at that. And of course, features the sitar. That's some mainstream psychedelia for you. Coming up next, something along the same lines. Of course, I said Traffic featured the guitarist Steve Winwood, and who later went on to have a massive solo career. Well, this is Three Dog Night, and I think this is from their first record, which has an insane amount of double and triple exposure photographs on it. Extremely trippy. Or at least extremely marketable as trippy. I definitely bought this record from a thrift store somewhere, probably in San Diego, because that has been, the last couple of years have been the period in my life where I've most given mainstream music a chance, like early Chilliwack and early Three Dog Night. And if anyone has it, the first April Wine record, I'd love to find it. I've heard it's really awesome. But here is the first self-titled Three Dog Night album, track one, titled One. That's the sound of me dropping the needle, if you know what I mean.
That you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know.
Three Dog Night, and I believe that's a Harry Nilsson song. Yeah, One. You know, normally I don't play the hits, but seeing as I'm DJing here with one turntable, I'm just kind of dropping it on right at the beginning and you know, getting a picture of my life through one song from every record from my record collection, because that's what you're listening to right now. And so far, what have you, what have you learned from episode 23? We got, you know, a couple late 60s songs there, kind of, you know, pretty good little numbers, a little bit poppy, and a Brazilian song. Well, coming up next, let's fast forward to 1979, a band called Trickster. Have you heard of them? Probably not, because not many people have, because they kind of suck. But I have been searching for a long time for the ultimate lost party record. Not disco, though. I'm thinking more in the rock vein, but the light proto-disco rock. You know, 79, a little late for that, but this was one of those pickups, one of those times where I thought I had found it. The band is called Trickster. It was still sealed. It was a dollar. It has the dudes lounging by the pool. The album's called Back to Zero, and let me just drop it on side one, track one. Tomorrow Belongs to Me.
Time to be ignored.
incredible track there by the band Trickster. And this was, you know, a thrift store attempt at a find. Not really a great find, but I will tell you, I will save you some time. I did find the ultimate 70s proto-disco party rock album, and it will get played sometime in the near future, because this is the radio show where I play one song from every record I own. So eventually I'll get to it. Coming up next, The Turtles. This album I actually bought at the M Theory Annex over on 30th by the Whistle Stop. And I remember when I bought it, there was this lady in there talking about how there's some sample. There's some song that's been sampled to death here on this album. And I don't really know what it is, but I'm not sure if it's on this track I'm going to play called Down in Suburbia from their You Baby album, The Turtles. And episode 23, full of late 60s pop gems.
Yeah.
Turtles and Down in Suburbia from their You Baby, Let Me Be album. Great song. And coming up next here, we have a band called the Twatoots from 1983. They did a Peel session, and this is from the Peel session. I don't really remember when I bought this, but I'm going to say 2003, roughly. And at the time, was pretty into sort of more innocent music, more naive music. And that's kind of what these guys are. I'm going to play a song called Please Don't Play a Rainy Night in Georgia. Thought I was going to... I'm getting too casual, you know what I mean? Too familiar. That's what the internet does to you. Makes you too familiar with other people. The Twatoots. Song there, and the Twatoots. It's kind of like it's kind of like getting into the Marine Girls and then needing more. That's the kind of obscurity I'm talking about there. I'd like to see someone post the Twatoots on their Tumblr today, you know what I mean? But there was a time when I was at that level, and man, those were good times. I think they might have had one other record, like a retrospective record that came out in the late 90s, but otherwise the Twatoots only had the Peel Sessions. That's their only remaining legacy. Well, coming up, something a little more modern, at least in terms of my taste, from 1985, so slightly modern also in terms of history. This is a band that I discovered via... probably the best music video I've ever seen in my life. and it was really inspirational. I was reading about the Eurovision Song Contest, and I went on an insane music video binge of Eurovision competition, and I came across these guys. I think they finished last place in the mid early 80s there, with this song. No, not this song, with another song about Eurovision. But this song is the only song I've ever found on LP at the amazing, infamous Amoeba Records. It's Moscow Disco by Telex. Excuse me. You know, I want to blame this on other people, but that was my own fault. I played it too fast. I thought it was a true 12-inch single, but it's 33. Apologies. We'll be right back. there from 1985, and a song called Moscow Disco, and a song that, for once on this radio program, a radio program where I reminisce about my life, for once, that's a song that describes the fairly recent past, to me. It reminds me of maybe a less than a year ago when I bought that record. From the infamous Amoeba Records in downtown Los Angeles, and I was very excited to find a record by them. Since then, I have bought more. So, yes, a memory of the recent past. Coming up next, somewhat recent, maybe about 3 years ago at the Kobe Swamp Meet. This is a band called The 3 O'Clock. They were in L.A. Paisley Revival, Paisley Underground band from the mid-80s. This is one of their first records on the Frontier Records label, 1983. And we're going to listen to a song called Tomorrow. This is just another swap meet record to me, really. But I think a pretty interesting musically. I remember listening to it a few times. I think I went with my friend Tim. We bought a lot of records, so not the greatest memories. I shouldn't say not the greatest, but not the most clear memories. Just memories of hot days in the Sports Arena parking lot, buying records that were pretty interesting for basically no money.
No,
Clock and a song called Tomorrow from their album 16 Tambourines 1983, part of the Paisley Underground from Los Angeles, California. And a male singer there. That's what they mean by Paisley Underground. That was a male singer. Coming up, a album that I trace back very distinctively to the spring break of 2002, I believe, where I basically, it was the year that I got a credit card, I think, which is kind of weird. I don't know why I remember that, but I remember taking the bus to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, kind of on a whim, and then going to a record store and buying this record. I was really excited about buying a new record, and the record is Film Molecules by Tender Trap, which is the woman from Heavenly, her, you know, continuation of music into the present day. And, you know, I guess it was spring break. I went kind of crazy. I maybe bought lots of new records, probably, you know, to celebrate the breaking. So I don't remember really enjoying this record that much, even though I love Heavenly. I don't want to, say anything bad about them. But I'm kind of eager to listen to this again many years later to see if I enjoy it, to see if my ears were just too uncorrupted back then. So, track one, side one, Tender Trap's Film Molecules, the song is called Fan.
Le Fou.
La Starlette.
Le Vieil Homme.
La Mère.
Le bateau.
gap there. And coming up next, I think I've said enough about Tender Trap, you know what I mean? Coming up next, a long one. So this is going to be the last track of episode 23, a complete abridged record collection. The radio show / internet broadcast / internet podcast where I play one song from every record in my record collection. I'm going to play a song by a band called Tent City from Tempe, Arizona. They played at the J Cafe maybe 2 years ago. Did a very nice performance. Very relaxing. Out in the woods, and I have a very strong visual sense of it. And I'm hoping this music is going to bring me back to that moment in time. Very strong. In the future. I'm really saying this whole project really is for myself to listen to in the future. So if you're out there listening, you know, thank you for participating in my own self archive. But 60-year-old David, remember all those really dirty noise bands from Arizona, California, that we saw play at the Che? Wasn't that a fun time? I hope you remember it as a fun time. If you don't, I apologize. It was fun at the time. But, 60-year-old David, try and remember the eucalyptus trees at the Che and the noise bands that played within them. Enjoy.